This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
One of the scariest ideas about hacking attacks is that they could potentially bring down whole parts of a country's infrastructure. Well, at the end of last month, hundreds of thousands of people lost power in an area of conflict, Ukraine. And researchers are now saying the cause was a hacking attack on several power providers in that country. Hackers apparently spoofed an email address of the Ukrainian parliament, then sent Microsoft Office files to deliver some kind of malware through email. Stephen Cobb, security researcher at ESET, has been following this story. Stephen, this was phishing where someone clicks on something in an email and that starts the problem?
Fairly classic attack, fairly straightforward way of getting malicious code into somebody's system.
What was the malware able to do to these power company computer systems once it got in?
The malware gave the attackers control. The malware itself didn't carry out the power or didn't execute the power outage or cut the switch. This kind of Trojan code, once it's on there, can be used to do all kinds of things with the system that it has compromised.
What does all of this tell us about the vulnerability of infrastructure companies to hacking more generally?
I think it's certainly a reminder. I won't say wake-up call, because the wake-up call on infrastructure attacks has been sounded a long time ago. And one would like to think that in the United States, power companies here have taken their systems beyond the point where this could happen. But I wouldn't, you know, necessarily bet on it. The power of a phishing attack is still very strong. It only takes one person to click on the wrong thing, and I wouldn't say it couldn't work in this country.
Is there a potential business impact here for infrastructure companies going forward?
People who work at power companies are, I would say, painfully aware of the threat level and have been working very hard in recent years to improve their security. So I don't think there's a CISO at an energy company in the United States that isn't aware that this is the nightmare scenario. There is a compliance exposure for companies here if they were to let something like this happen.
Stephen Cobb is security researcher at ESET. Stephen, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ben.